Eric, let's talk about some of those case studies then of the past life regression, some of the things that really sparked your interest.
Well, one of the things I've really found in working with people is the issues that come up aren't random. You know, the times, places, memories that people go to, they're for a reason. And that's what really had me looking for, again, why are these people having these memories, these experiences at this time and place in their life? I think one of the most, it was a very satisfying couple of experiences somebody had in one session is we were working towards a termination. And in that whole process, asked them to... We asked them to kind of have a closure on things, and ironically, they came in. They said that they were, you know, that they were doing the meditation, and the meditation was going awesome. And they said, "I'm singing this stuff." And I said, "What do you mean you're singing this stuff?" They said, "Well, I'm singing this stuff. Let me show you." So what they did is they went into their meditative trance, and they started singing and chanting, and it wasn't in English. And that was an experience where I had the fortune to tape the session. But in that, then I asked them, I said, "I want you to go to the time and place that'll help you understand where that experience came from." And at that time, they had gone to a time when they were in a tribe. And the tribe, they went to being around a fire. And in that campfire they were around as an evening fire, the person said, "Quiet, the great spirit is speaking." And in that time, what they had remembered is that at that time, or what they experienced, was that their child had died at birth. And I asked that person at that time, I said, "I'd like you to look at that child and see if you know who that child is." And then the tears started coming out. They said, it's my child now." I said, "What do you mean?" "It's the one that I adopted." And they say, and he tells me, the Great Spirit's telling me, he will always come back to me. He's always come back to me. And then I asked the person then to look around and see all the other people around there. Is anybody else that they knew? And then there was kind of a pause and a breath in, and they said, "You're there." And I said, "What do you mean I'm there?" I said, "Well, you're there. You're our chief. You're the chief and the shaman. And you're telling us, you're the one speaking. And you say that, you know, that we all come back. It's not just this child, but we all come back and we'll all be together again. And to understand that we will have our challenges and our difficulties." And again, at that time when that came up, I'm always looking for whether or not it's real or not. The scientist in me is always challenging and thinking, what a great metaphor. And the metaphor is that I served as kind of a parental, a chief figure, and a shaman, a healing figure to that person. So regardless of what, if that was truth or not, you know, then the issue is that it still has value to that person. The person was getting ready to leave, and what I was basically saying in that speech to the tribe is that we're all going to be together again. Everything's going to be okay. So after that experience, I said, okay, well, let's see if you can go to another time or place when you may have known me before. So they go to a time when they're running through the jungle, and they say, I'm running away, and I'm getting away from the tiger. The tiger, it's chasing me. And then all of a sudden they say, and I jump into a cave, and they say, "You're there." And I say, "What do you mean I'm there?" He said, "You're there. You taught me. You taught me about this cave. You taught me how to get away from the tiger. You knew I could do it, but you knew I had to do it on my own. You knew that I had to do it on my own, and you believed in me. And I know you're there. And you say, and now it's time for me to go." And again, in that experience also, what a wonderful metaphor for that person that I taught them how to deal with life, how to handle life. And so their soul or subconscious or whatever brought up those experiences either as metaphor or reality or memory to help them to see that they were prepared. They were ready to go, and it was time for them to go. And they did, and they did very well. They've done very well in those experiences. Connected to that was an experience about 5 years later. I have a client come in who were doing all this work, and in their last session, I said, "Well, I'd like to see," because they had a lot of successful regressions, and that was where they really grew a lot from their issues. They went to a time where they said, "I see you, and I'm your teacher." I said, "Well, what do you mean I'm your teacher?" "Well, you know, I'm like a shaman, and you're a shaman, like in training, and I know you're much more powerful than me, and I feel envious of that, but I feel honored that the gods would give me this opportunity." And I say, "Wow, you know, that's great." So, you know, so they keep talking about it, and they're talking about the experience. They say that I know that you will surpass what I was ever able to teach you, and now I'm feeling that that's okay, and I knew I would see you again, and we're back together, and the roles have changed, and we've completed our circle, that we're done, because now you're helping me. And when I then talked to that person afterwards, I'd mentioned the name of the tribe because I asked where we were. They said, well, we're in the mountains in a South American country.
Country, yeah.
And, you know, I would again maintain that anonymity of the country. And then the other client who went back to see me as a shaman of their tribe said we were in that same country. And I asked them about the time frame of the year. They said the year was the, you know, 13th century. And I asked the other person the 5 years before about what year did you feel it was, and they said it was about the middle of that 13th century.
Yeah, that is something.
So what we found is that there was a perfect coordination of me younger as the student and then me older as the shaman in the same country in the same location.
Did you find in your regressions with some people that if some person was a good person, that perhaps in their regressed life they were not that good, in that it kind of flip-flops, or do you find that they're just steadily growing, getting better and better and better each time?
I think it's kind of a growth of evolving and getting better and seeing the wisdom, understanding the ideas of what we reap, we sow kind of thing. And what I often found is that in really helping someone to heal, if somebody's been or had experienced very painful abuse in a time, that what they have to understand is that abuse is repaying something, but what people don't want to see is when they feel like they're the victim of an experience, they never want to see that they've been the persecutor or the aggressor. But in really helping that person heal, sometimes what I've had to help them understand is what goes on in the mind of the aggressor by them potentially seeing a time when they were the aggressor, which then often them allows them to forgive or find the ability to let go of or release. I don't think forgiveness comes from the person that had harm done to them. I think it has to come from the self. But in that, the person's able to let go of the hatred and the anger and the rage that they held on towards that person who they felt caused them so much pain in their life.